The following is a presentation of Tomorrow's World.
Do you have an important goal in life that you'd like to achieve? Perhaps you have a special, passionate desire for your life. Senior citizens sometimes prepare a bucket list, a list of goals and aspirations they would like to enjoy before they die. Others just want relief from health problems and afflictions or financial worries, or they want relief from their workplace stresses or relationships gone wrong. Your Bible gives solutions, methods, and means to achieve what is best in life. Do you realize that your Bible gives you hundreds of promises to enrich your life and to solve myriads of problems? Look at just one amazing promise God gives to anyone who follows His instructions, Psalm 37:4. This is one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Have you ever claimed that promise in prayer? God wants you to have an abundant life. Jesus said that in John 10, verse 10. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. On today's program, we'll explore some of the great Bible promises available to you, and we'll discuss vital keys for answered prayer that, when applied, will enrich your life and give you ways to grow closer to your Father in heaven and your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we'll be offering you an inspiring free booklet titled 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. You'll want to request your free copy. My friends, are you missing out on some of the most awesome blessings that come from heaven free of charge? You need to know the way to awesome promises through godly prayer. Stay tuned. Many of us living in our modern world take for granted our advanced communication systems and transportation systems. Many don't feel they need God's help in their lives. Even some third world countries function peacefully with simple forms of transportation, limited electricity, limited water supply, and limited hospital and health services. Some families must walk distances just to obtain enough water for their daily needs. Let's realize that as human beings, we all have needs, physical, social, educational, and spiritual. In prosperous regions, we may take those needs for granted since resources are so abundant and available. But we all know, or should know, that the greatest need of all is spiritual. You might acknowledge, there's something missing in my life and I can't figure out what it is. What is it that you need most? There is someone who knows exactly what you need. In the famous outline prayer, often referred to as the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught us to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." That's Matthew 6, verse 11. Jesus also instructed us how to pray in the preceding verses. "And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them." Now listen to this. "For your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask Him." That's Matthew 6, verses 7 through verse 8. Yes, God knows your every need, but He wants you to rely on Him to provide those needs. God wants to have a close relationship with you. And one of those ways is through your earnest prayer to Him, to claim the wonderful promises He gives to you in your Bible. On today's program, Prayers and Promises, we'll explore the exciting keys to effective prayer, and we'll also explore some of the awesome promises God wants you to claim. We'll also be offering you this inspiring free booklet, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. Be sure to write down the contact information to request your free copy. All of our literature is available with no cost and no obligation. We want you to have this precious biblical knowledge free of charge. Many millions, if not billions of people in today's world see no need to pray. They have selfish ambition and think that their carnal way of life is the best way to navigate through our modern world. But there comes a time in most of our lives when we realize that we cannot save ourselves. We need a superior power or force to help us. Ancient King David was very human, but he cried out to God when he was in trouble. Many of the Psalms reveal David's heartfelt prayer to God. If you have your Bible, turn to Psalm 6. Psalm 6 and verse 4. David cried out to God, "Return, O Lord, deliver me. O save me for your mercy's sake." Have you ever prayed that way? I have. I've asked God to save me in times of trouble. Notice David's prayer in verse 1. He's sharing his stress and pain with God and asks God to heal him. "O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled." But do you realize that David also gave God a reason for his healing? Remember that David was a man after God's own heart, as it tells us in Acts 13, verse 22. What reason did David give God for his healing? Psalm 6, verse 5. "For in death there is no remembrance of you. In the grave, who will give you thanks?" In other words, David is saying that God should heal him so that he, David, can continue to praise God and worship him. David was fervent, sincere, and sharing in his prayer. In the inspiring free booklet we're offering today, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer, the author, Dr. Roderick Meredith, writes, quote, "I once knew an extremely dedicated and zealous servant of God who often said, 'Brethren, one of the reasons we in our modern society do not receive more answers to prayer is that we do not put our hearts into our prayers.' One of the key scriptures he would then cite was Hosea 7, verse 14, which describes one reason that God did not hear the prayers of the ancient Israelites. The Moffat translation perhaps renders this verse the most clearly. They never put their heart into their prayers. That's from page 15, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. Yes, one of the 12 keys to answered prayer is pray fervently. Our free booklet gives 11 more keys to answered prayer from your Bible. This inspiring free booklet will also help you in your study of the Bible. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. Just ask for the booklet on prayer. You can also order this free booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. Call now.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Call now, 1-800-236-0531. Or write to us at the address on your screen. Or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. And be sure to go to tomorrowsworld.org/digital. Have a digital subscription sent right to your email inbox, faster than postal mail. Visit us online now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that God knows our every need. Jesus gave us this instruction in Matthew 6, verse 7. "And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things that you have need of before you ask him." That's Matthew 6, verses 7 through verse 8. If God knows our need, why should we ask him? Because God is a loving Father, and he wants us as his children to trust him, to rely on him, and to talk to him daily. As Jesus instructed us in Matthew 6 and verse 11, "Give us this day our daily bread." Yes, my friends, we need to pray every day. Matthew 7 verse 11 compares human parenting to God's awesome love. Your Bible reveals to us just how our Father in heaven loves us. Read that in Matthew 7, verse 11. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? What do you need? Let's understand the difference between greedy desires and natural needs. God warns us that an attitude of selfishness and lust will certainly result in unanswered prayer. Turn in your Bible to James, the 4th chapter. Listen to this amazing revelation, James 4, verse 1. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. Here in the book of James, God reveals the astounding source of war, the attitude of lust, greed, and covetousness that leads to violence and war. That's the history of mankind. At the same time, God reveals that a lustful attitude in prayer leads to emptiness and vanity. What attitude does God expect for answered prayer? Your New King James Bible may have the subhead, Humility Cures Worldliness. The Apostle James writes in verse 10, Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. That's James 4, verse 10. Here is one of God's many promises to you. If you humble yourself to God, He will bless you. He will lift you up. How do you humble yourself? Read the previous verses in James 4, verse 8. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. That's verses 8 through 10. As we change our attitude and behavior to one of repentance and humility, God will draw near to you. In our inspiring free booklet, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer, author Roderick Meredith emphasizes a major principle, deeply repent of your sins. My friends, if you've come to the place in your life where you've acknowledged your sins and you've confessed them to God asking for His forgiveness, you may want to consider biblical baptism. Remember when the New Testament church began on Pentecost in 31 AD, the Apostle Peter addressed a very large crowd. And how many were baptized? Read that inspiring history in your own Bible, Acts 2, verse 41. Then those who gladly received His word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. Yes, 3,000 were baptized to begin the church of which Jesus Christ is the head. They responded to Peter's instruction in Acts 2, verse 38. Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. My friends, if you would like to change your life and become a true, heartfelt, genuine Christian, we have many representatives in regions around the world. They will be willing to answer any of your questions concerning biblical baptism. Just call the number on the screen or contact us through our website, tomorrowsworld.org. Yes, God will answer the prayers of those who humble themselves. It takes courage to face our sins and weaknesses. Roderick Meredith writes this about our need to repent. Quote, please be honest with yourself. It is easy to rationalize or to reason around this very clear scriptural teaching about obeying God's law. But if you want real answers to your prayers, you need to repent of breaking the Ten Commandments, which is defined as sin. That's 1 John 3, verse 4, King James Version. And you need to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, Acts 2, verse 38. Then, through the help of the promised Holy Spirit, you will need to surrender more and more each day to let Jesus Christ live His obedient life in you. End of quote. That's 12 Keys to Answered Prayer, page 6. With Christ living His life in you, you will experience a wonderful transformation and rejoice in a new way of life and living. One of the key principles of answered prayer is to claim God's promises. What are some of the promises God gives to you personally from your own Bible? Perhaps you didn't notice, but we've already identified several of God's promises. God will give good things to those who ask Him, Matthew 7, verse 11. Those who humble themselves, God will lift up, James 4, verse 10. Those who draw near to God, He will draw near to them, James 4, verse 8. Those who repent and are baptized, God will give the gift of the Holy Spirit, Acts 2, verse 38. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. That's Psalm 37, verse 4. Your Bible gives hundreds of wonderful promises. You just need to identify them and claim them in prayer. We'll discuss more of those amazing promises in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to give you another opportunity to request our inspiring free booklet, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. Share these keys with your children, with your parents, and with your family and friends. This inspiring free booklet will also help you in your study of the Bible and help you to have a closer relationship with your Father in heaven and with your Savior, Jesus Christ. These practical principles can make a dramatic difference in your life and in the life of your family and friends. Let me share with you some of these 12 keys. Forgive others. God often hears the unconverted. Ask God to fashion and mold you. This free booklet covers more vital information than we have time for on this program. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. Just ask for the booklet on answered prayer. Call now.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter.
We all rejoice when some family member or friend surprises us with a gift, especially when we feel it is undeserved. Perhaps as a child, you remember a special gift given to you by your parents. Perhaps as a parent, your children gave you a gift on Mother's Day or Father's Day. Perhaps your boyfriend is courting you for marriage. Perhaps family and friends honor your long and faithful marriage. Sometimes one is specially honored in old age at a special milestone of long years. My friends, do you realize that your Father in heaven wants to give you special gifts, even more so than your human loved ones? Turn in your Bible to 2 Peter. Here we see the depth of blessings God wants to give to you. 2 Peter 1 and verse 2. Notice four amazing gifts that God has available to you. First, He says that He has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. The world seeks the way of death, not the way of life. The world seeks the way of ungodliness, not the way of godliness. Here is the path to security, peace, and happiness. Secondly, we see in that revelation by the Apostle Peter that God has given us exceedingly great and precious promises. My friends, if you want answers to your prayer, you need to read and identify God's promises in your own Bible. Believe His promises and claim those promises in prayer. Yes, they are exceedingly great and precious promises. Thirdly, through these promises, you may be partakers of the divine nature. The carnal, worldly mind is not interested in the only way to true love, but you can have the very divine love and divine nature exemplified by the life of Jesus Christ. You can have divine love. In fact, that is a promise God gives to us in Romans 5, verse 5. Hope does not disappoint us because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. That's the New Revised Standard Version. Notice this fourth wonderful gift described by the Apostle Peter, 2 Peter 1, verse 4. Those who are enslaved by worldly habits and addictions can escape them, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. My friends, God wants to give you these awesome gifts. You simply need to read these promises in your Bible and ask God in faith and in humility to live according to His will and His promises. Read that section in 2 Peter prayerfully and carefully. Our inspiring free book that we're offering today will help you in claiming these remarkable promises. Be sure to request 12 keys to answered prayer. Just call the number on the screen or request this powerful booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. What are some other pearls or promises, I would call them, that God offers you in His holy word, the Bible? Turn in your Bible to the book of Philippians. Here, in just one sentence, we find a foundational promise. Are you lacking some basic necessities in your family or home? What is it that you really need? Notice this promise in Philippians 4, verse 19. And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. In the famous Sermon on the Mount, Jesus Himself explained God's love and willingness to provide your basic necessities. Turn in your Bible to Matthew 6, verse 31. Here Jesus gave examples of God's provision for birds and for the grass of the field. He emphasized God's desire to provide much, much more for His human children. Matthew 6, verse 31. Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Yes, your Savior states that your need shall be added to you. My friends, there is no more important relationship on earth than your relationship to your Father in heaven and your Savior, Jesus Christ. When you pray from the heart according to God's will, He hears you, and He will provide for you abundantly. Yes, there is a requirement for answered prayer, and we'll discuss that in the conclusion of the program. But first, let me encourage you to request our powerful, encouraging, and inspiring free booklet, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. God gives us wonderful promises, but He does not tell us when or how He will fulfill those promises. We need to claim God's promises, and we need to persevere in prayer. Dr. Meredith writes in our free booklet, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer, quote, when you have a really deep desire for something, you should cry out to God day and night, never giving up. God wants us to be persistent. He wants us to walk with Him, talk with Him, and commune with Him continually, day after day in this age, and ultimately throughout eternity. The Apostle Paul instructs us to pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17. That's from page 13, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. My friends, this booklet will give you the keys to inspire your prayer life and give you excitement to your Bible study and solutions to your daily challenges. This booklet is free of charge. There's no obligation. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy. Just ask for the booklet on prayer. Call now.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Call now. 1-800-236-0531. Or write to us at the address on your screen. Or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. And be sure to go to tomorrowsworld.org/digital. Have a digital subscription sent right to your email inbox, faster than postal mail. Visit us online now.
On today's program, we've seen from your own Bible some of the awesome gifts and promises God wants to give to you. Let's review them. God will give good things to those who ask Him, Matthew 7, verse 11. Those who humble themselves, God will lift up, James 4, verse 10. Those who draw near to God, He will draw near to them, James 4, verse 8. Those who repent and are baptized, God will give the gift of the Holy Spirit, Acts 2, verse 38. Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. God will provide your every need. Philippians 4, verse 19. God has given us exceedingly great and precious promises that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1, verse 4. These, my friends, are only a few of God's precious promises He's willing to give to you. But as I mentioned earlier, there is a requirement for receiving these promises. We actually read it earlier. Turn in your Bible to Matthew 6, verse 33. I've told congregations I've pastored over the years that they really need to know and act upon this scripture. Matthew 6, verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Yes, you must first seek the kingdom of God. That's your priority in life, according to your Savior. Otherwise, you're seeking a selfish salvation, which God will not give to you for your own good. But as you pray every day to your Father in heaven, and as you pray, your kingdom come, taught to us by Jesus in Matthew 6, verse 10, God will fulfill His awesome promise to you, all these things shall be added to you. That is, all your needs will be added to you. We also need to pray with a humble attitude, as we saw early in the program. The Apostle James admonished us, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. That's James 4, verse 10. Jesus also taught us to seek God's will and not our own will when we pray. Yes, Jesus taught us to pray, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's Matthew 6, verse 10. My friends, your Bible reveals an exciting, awesome way of life in which you can rejoice with love and peace. That life is based on a loving relationship with your Father in heaven and your Savior, Jesus Christ. This free booklet will help you to grow in that loving relationship and bring greater love, joy, and peace to your life. Be sure to request your free inspiring booklet, 12 Keys to Answer Prayer. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World or watch us online at any time. As our world continues to unravel and decline, you need the encouragement, faith, and truth that comes from your Bible. Gerald Weston, Wallace Smith, and I will continue to share with you the inspiring teachings of Jesus Christ, the encouraging good news of the coming kingdom of God, and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week, right here, at this same time.
To take advantage of today's free offer or view today's program now or anytime, go to tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.